This is Reverend Bookburn going on in 2 minutes. Tapers and relay broadcasters, the Reverend is in, will begin in about 2 minutes. Tonight, the theme is the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. And we're going to play a lot of songs cover that subject as we go along about George W. Numnuts Bush's Taliban clone for a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court named John Roberts, replacing retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And we also have a couple of songs to acknowledge the anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The first one was yesterday, and the second on Tuesday, August 9th, are the anniversaries of both nuclear attacks, and we have some great songs pertaining to that, but mostly we're going to focus on the Taliban wannabe, who wants to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay. Since it's Sunday and I'm clergy, let's start off with something extra special. This is Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon from their CD, Prairie Home Invasion. This track is entitled Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus?
Well, I saw you sitting there. I was trying not to stare. I wasn't sure. I didn't know just what to do. Well, are you drinking? here. I know you can walk on the water, but can you walk on this much beer? Let me ask you, are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a friend a beer?
Everybody now,
are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy a friend a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
gonna sing it for ya. Stop all the headache them to die for. Stop all the more participating store.
Coffee, you have to pay for each cup?
Yeah. What were dreams?
Just a little bit. Did you ever go just a little bit?
I think happiness was never the only one you have.
They stay like an unwanted guest.
They don't give you no rest.
For lovers, got no use for my hands. I lock myself up, cause in the dark I see the best.
I'm completely shut in, I'm completely unfree.
And my only thought
is, yeah, the world owes me.
Ever felt the pain so deep you just can't touch it? Ever looked in the mirror and wondered where you went? Ever walked away with no apologies? Still nothing to the world.
That was me. It was me.
You heard Reliance doing Start to Finish. Sherry Lovedog did That Was Me. Riff Raff did You Don't Know Shit. The Great Divide did Memories Fade. Jefferson Handkerchief did I'm Allergic to Flowers. Chumbawamba did Smart Bomb. Boss Hog did Pete Shore. And started off with Jello Biafra with Mojo Nixon doing Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday night, 7 to 9, and Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. to 8 o'clock, also East Coast Time, USA. And The Reverend Is In is relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., as well as, oh so appropriately, repeat broadcasted Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend with your birthday, song requests, feedback to past themed shows, or input to the forthcoming themed shows, or for any reason except to send spam, unless it's that fucking hilarious Jesus spam that continues to come the Reverend's way, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And congratulations to South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition for marking 10 years as an independent, pro-choice, and front lines clinic defense hardcore organization, completely active and on the front lines for going on 20 years, some of those folks. And so greetings to them as well. Be sure to check out the Reverend's archives with past shows that are accessible for free, as well as a blog that was a present for the Reverend on his last birthday last April at reverendbookburn.com. And there's some classic shows, including the famous D Program America show, 6 months after the responses to September 11th. All of that at reverendbookburn.com, as well as the Reverend's statement after the death of longtime friend, producer of this show, known as Marlon the Great Engineer. reverendbookburn.com. Next week on The Reverend Is In, the Reverend decided to go back to his root, and since we've done so many heavy themes, we've done in the last couple of weeks, Put Karl Rove on Trial, Equal Time for the Other Terror Victims, etc. So we're going to go back to a fun, hot party show with, of course, hot steaminess to go with it, because you love it. And next week the theme is orals, not morals, because we want to not only do a lot of material that is fun and funny, and songs that match the theme, but we also want to cover the utter stupidity of what's called morals, and that's not to be confused with ethics. It's not to be confused with compassion, conscience, humanitarianism, love, making love, siblinghood, and a passion for justice. It means losing this weird-ass cultish construct that's known as morals. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with that, with hypocrisy, sexual guilt, weird-ass double standards, and, of course, since the Reverend is also a mild-mannered social worker by day, we're also going to throw in some clinical value to help you lose what's left of the early guilt and programming. Next week, orals, not morals. And future themes on The Reverend Is In include The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, Senator Henry Hyde's Retirement Party, New Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, starring Senator Henry Hyde, Operation Rescue founder and anti-abortion terrorist Randall Terry, another anti-abortion terrorist Neil Horsley, David Hager, another Bush appointee, this one to the Food and Drug Administration in charge of the reproductive drugs and contraception, and so many other moral crusading hypocrites and horn dogs. New Perverted Stories from Moral Crusaders, future themed show. Another future show on The Reverend Is In includes The Reverend Performs the Wedding of Tom DeLay and Terry Chavo's Corpse, Rehab for Propagandists, where we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, including the misguided misuses of the term addiction, including love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and many other propagandistic and inappropriate uses of the term addiction. Plus, we'll have a lot of fun and entertainment in the process. Recovery for Propagandists, probably with a fellow social worky kind of guest to help out on that show, Recovery for Propagandists. Also, future shows include Pubic Property, where we discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all schools of thoughts and walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, Christian fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to even certain kinds of women's studies classes. Puritan posturing from all walks of life when we do the Pubic Property Show. Some great input from you book burners out there. And so far, 100% of all input provided has been incorporated on the forthcoming Pubic Property Show. And I'm not sure when I'm going to get around to doing it, but I am accumulating ideas, and your ideas and song requests are all inclusive of that themed show. And we'll also do another episode of Rehab for Pedophile Priests, all to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. And as we've covered extensively on the show the last couple of years, there is barely a shit stain's worth of difference between the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and similar violent theocratic assholes of that nature, and George W. Bush, his criminal and war criminal and corporate hoe regime, and a lot of his religious right-wing associates and supporters and mouthpieces, from Reverend Jerry Falwell to James Dobson, and even some leaders in Philadelphia from what's it called? BCP, Black Clergy of Philadelphia, who proved what hoes they are by supporting Bush's faith-based initiative, because of course they would be earmarked to receive such funds while remaining theocratic, women hostile, homophobic, and a lot of other fucked up things, while pretending to be what's that expression they use? It's a laughable term. Community leaders. There is barely a difference between those kinds of people and the Taliban. And the latest act of proof was George W. Numbnuts Bush nominating to the Supreme Court John Roberts. Practically a gift-wrapped present as Bush continues to lick the asshole of anti-abortion terrorist, bomber, murderer Eric Rudolph, freshly sentenced and convicted for his deadly bombings in the Deep South, and other acts of terrorists who are going to prison or have been in prison. Bush's gift to them is to suck their asshole, support their theocratic terrorism, and give them and the anti-choice harassers full encouragement, evidence of that seen at the clinics, where they're totally pumped and more threatening and bizarre and dangerous than ever. By giving them encouragement, appointing person after person to high positions who are anti-abortion, who are Christian supremacists, who are homophobic, who are sex negatives, at least by daytime, until it gets dark, and certainly while they're public policy making for everybody, for all lifestyles, for all people, the opposite of democracy and diversity. Supporting theocratic assholes, giving them great positions of power, and pushing this nation further in a direction that would be seen as ideal in the eyes of people like the fucking Taliban. His latest act of sucking off the Taliban was, in fact, the nomination of John Roberts to the Supreme Court. John Roberts comes off like a nice, reasonable person who is fair-minded, wants to be strictly adherent to the Constitution and the spirit of the Constitution, whatever the fuck that means, and with all of the public in mind. But nothing could be further from the truth. And we're going to cover that tonight. We have a couple of readings. And we're going to cover why he is the opposite. He is absolutely anti-choice and headed for the U.S. Supreme Court that is pretty much evenly divided on upholding Roe versus Wade, this 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. They are pretty much evenly divided on shooting down the late-term abortion ban, which is, of course, a death sentence for thousands of women. They are evenly divided on numerous issues pertaining to church and state. And the nomination of this fuckhead means a gift wrap present to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. It is Bush sucking their genitals and licking their assholes. And when I say that, I don't mean any offense to people who suck genitals. I mean, yes, pretty much all of the book burners and people involved in the show enjoy doing that. And of course, the Reverend means no offense to people who are into licking assholes as well. But for brevity's sake, we will use those expressions to describe what Bush and his unelected criminal regime is doing effectively with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And go into detail about why that is a fact. Okay, let's see. We'll cover a couple of quick things, and then we'll get back to the we'll go back to the music. Let's see. I'm reading this illegible piece of paper. Let's see. Some quick plugs, and then we'll get into the music. Oh, it's also the anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And let's see, August 6th yesterday was the anniversary that the U.S. dropped a nuclear bomb at Hiroshima in Japan. And Tuesday, August 9th, is the anniversary of the nuclear bombing in Nagasaki, also in Japan. And so we're going to play some songs pertaining to that. Let's see. The Dark Lady is in the news. The Dark Lady is having a Summer of Love birthday party on August 20th in Portland. And I know we have Portland, Oregon book burners, so you can check her out at darklady.com. Let's see, if you're in Philadelphia, Periel Aschenbrand, that's the name of somebody, Periel Aschenbrand, who is the author of The Only Bush I Trust Is My Own, is appearing in Philadelphia this Wednesday, August 10th at 7 p.m. at Borders. Yeah, I know they're a corporate chain, but that's where she's appearing, and she's really cool. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at Borders in Philadelphia at 1 South Broad Street. Periel Aschenbrand, author of The Only Bush I Trust Is My Own. You can check out an exhibition called Eyes Wide Open, Beyond Fear, Towards Hope, an exhibition on the human cost of the Iraq War, courtesy of Philadelphia's American Friends Service Committee. And that's at afsc.org, Eyes Wide Open. And let's see, some Lord Jesus news, but we'll hold off on that. And let's see, from truthout.org, a couple articles worth perusing when we get into the next music set. From truthout.org, U.S. troops demanded rent from Iraqi vendors. With Ken Starr, Roberts pushed Reagan agenda. Hiroshima remembered. Chevron paid agents who destroyed villages. And one more article of note. As soldiers die, Americans question Bush. All of that at truthout.org. And some great cartoons. Tom Tomorrow's latest cartoon, Groundhog Day, as in the movie, in case you're saying, why is there a Groundhog's Day cartoon from February, now in August? It's more like the movie. Groundhog's Day by Tom Tomorrow, and his cartoons are at his website at This Modern World, one word, thismodernworld.com. And a cartoon, this is a classic, on the abortion credit, kind of like the pollution credits that Bush affords corporate polluters. The abortion credit, the latest cartoon by Ted Rall, Ted R-A-L-L, and his site is at rall.com. Let's see, on video, Bruce Springsteen live in New York City. And even though it's big and corporate and commercial, It's worth a plug because, for one thing, he gets a lot of shit for it because of the American Skin 41 Shot song, which is on it live. And there's also an 18-minute version of 10th Avenue Freeze Out, in which, in the middle of it, he acts like a very horny preacher. And that's Bruce Springsteen live in New York City on DVD and currently shown on public television. Here in beautiful Philadelphia, it's on WHYY, but I think it's Bagathon season. So, to watch it, you'll have to deal with all of that. Alright, let's play some tunes. I do want to plug one other thing. There is a call to action from medical marijuana exile Rene Boget. As you know, if you've heard the show before, Rene Boget fled fascism and crossed the border to the north into Vancouver area in Canada, where she has been fighting extradition, a fight that was going very well, and she even acknowledged this show for providing a ton of support and letters that went her way, and it was looking really good for a really long time. That has just been reversed. They want to send her back, and then equally horrifying was that she, or rather the federal agents, have actually crossed the border to arrest three more marijuana exiles and work on the process of extraditing them back, and raided the cannabis bookstore and meeting place. There is now a call to action against Erwin Kotler, Canada's current justice minister, who will be speaking at different times over 3 days at a legal conference at the Canadian Bar Association, August 13th, 14th, and 15th at the WASC Center. And that's in Vancouver. There will be a string of protests. Information from Rene Boget, ReneBoget.com, and Cannabis Culture Magazine, a magazine like High Times, but from Canada, that's pretty good. CannabisCulture.com. Hopefully a lot of people will be available to protest that and protest this guy and support the medical marijuana exiles and co-defendants in this horrible, horrible act of supporting the fascistic federales. Alright, let's play some tunes. Let's see, again, it's we're between the anniversaries tonight of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and we're going to play a song from England that marks such an occurrence. This is by Crass, entitled Nagasaki Nightmare. Lord, make this machine work.
Hiroshima in Japan gained itself a permanent place in history as the first city to be destroyed by a nuclear bomb. As a result of that attack, 250,000 people are known to have died. 3 days later, on August the 9th, Nagasaki suffered the same fate, accounting for another 60,000 deaths. We will never know how many people are now dying as a result of those attacks. It is estimated that 50% of the deaths in the two bombings resulted from burns. Anyone within half a mile of the blast stood little chance of survival, and those that did almost certainly would have died weeks later from radiation sickness. Long-term radiation effects are equally terrifying. Leukemia, genetic defects, retarded development, malignant diseases, shortened lifespan, death. Radioactive fallout is carried hundreds of miles by the winds and is deposited into the soil by rain and snowfall. The number of deaths and tragedies as a result of the explosion of nuclear bombs in the Earth's atmosphere is
woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one knew it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. The last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun. We'll be right back.
procreate. Their party slogan reads, and I quote, making love is a mental disease that wastes time and it needs our energies. So I ask, what does sex mean to me? And what does sex mean to society? What does sex mean to me? What does sex mean to me? What does sex mean to me? What does sex mean to me?
Okay, we have a request, he says as he fumbles through the equipment, no longer with an engineer to assist nearby. Where is it? All right, coming up. That's CD1, no. Is it CD2? This is part of the fun of doing a show by yourself. All right, let's see. All right, we're getting it. Oh, I miss you, Marvin, the great engineer. Where is he? Okay. All right, we are now set up. Track 4. This is a request for Demonica by the Buzzcocks from Singles Going Steady.
I'm in love again. Been like this before. I'm in love again. This time's true, I'm sure. Don't wanna end up like a 9-day wonder. Oh, I've been hurt so many times before. So my darling, I will never leave you. It's in my blood to always love you more. Love you more. It's my heart again.
Okay, recently, Blowfly came to town. The Reverend didn't know this until after he went through beautiful Philadelphia. But he is on tour now. His CD is entitled Fahrenheit 69, and it's on Jelly Biafra's label, Alternative Tentacles, which is at alternativetentacles.com. And it sounds like it's most of the material from his 2004 presidential campaign. This entire CD is fantastic. And we're going to give you a couple of tastes from this, starting with Uncle's Log Cabin.
Mr. President.
Yes?
My name is Twan Jenkins from the African American Log Cabin Republicans Association.
What? You're fucking black, gay, and Republican? You're extremely fucked up. You have your dick on backwards?
Hey! sometimes I must confess, you can deal with rackets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean?
Uh-huh. Ain't a damn thing said, 'cause fans head.
Some peace of mind with a little love I'm trying to find. This could be such a beautiful world with a wonderful girl.
Oh, what a wonderful world. Why can't we brothers protect one another? No one's serious, and it makes me furious.
Fred is dead.
Don't be misled. Just think of Fred. Don't be misled. Just think of Fred. Everybody's misused him, ripped him off and abused him. Another Jughead clan pushing dope with a man. Fred is on the corner now, and if you wanna be a junkie, wow.
You heard the Crucifux doing Annual Report, and that went out to Corporate Ho, Supreme Court nominee John Roberts. Before the Crucifux, you heard Fishbone doing Freddy's Dead. Blowfly did Uncle's Log Cabin, and You've Got Your Dick On Backwards. Two tracks from the Buzzcocks, Love You More and Ever Fallen In Love. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? John Prine did Illegal Smile and started off with Crass doing Nagasaki Nightmare. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. And got some stuff to read and a few more plugs and then another great set of music. Let's see. Wanted to give a quick shout out to the forthcoming probable guests that are on this show, even though there's no specific dates for this band. But the Midnight Creeps do plan to be live guests on the show. Their webpage is midnightcreeps.com. And Lacera Firefox plans to be on the show on her forthcoming book tour when she passes through Philadelphia. And she is the author of Sexy Witch, which is coming out in early September, I believe the 5th, and is expected to be in Philadelphia in early October. And she's at lacera.us. And let's see, a couple other plugs. Check out The Hotness and Hot Erotica and Ethical Hedonism and all kinds of great editorials and writings by Dr. Susan Block, as well as, of course, her great audio and video web streaming show, all at drsusanblock.com. All right, even though Marlon, the great engineer, is not here to help me anymore, after 4.5 years, Marlon tragically passed away this past June at age 31. We'll do the Reverend's Prayer Along without Marlon doing his hallelujahs and talking in tongues and amens and yelling his Church of the Subgenius kind of expressions and all that kind of stuff. Let's see. All right, the Pray Along. Lord, this is Reverend Bookburn, and we want to pray that the people of America take their Mickey Mouse-covered wine-tainted glasses off and see reality and the world around them, to see the reality of George W. Numbnuts Bush and his criminal regime and the lies behind the war that he got this nation into, the shit canning of Social Security and entitlement programs and other things that meet humans' needs, the shit canning of consumer safety and environmentalism. Lord, we pray against the forces of theocracy, the far right wing associates of Bush, the extremists placed in the positions of high power, and that extreme numbnuts he nominated to the Supreme Court, John Roberts. We pray for a restoration of the genital functioning between, on behalf of the domestically abusive people who need to expand their abuse to entire communities with their excessively volumed sirens and rooftop fire whistles. Lord, we pray that people wake up to the realities of insurance companies, credit card companies, fast food franchises, and the corporate media. Lord, we pray that Paul McCartney will no longer put out records that suck. Lord, we pray that people wake up, come alive, take action, and be proactive in this world. Hallelujah. And there's no Marlon to yell amen and yell and yelp in the background. All right, let's see. Oh, former Asshole of the Week recipient Reverend Dobson is, there's a pretty good article about him. If you probably heard by now that his latest utterly retarded, stupid, idiotic remark about comparing stem cell research, a vital medical research program that is practically gutted by George W. piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, adopts and compares stem cell research to the Nazis, and he should know since he has their mentality. An article on Dobson's remarks about stem cell research and the Nazis at carpetbaggerreport.com. Alright. And the National Helpline is available for people who are battling suicidality or depression and is available 24/7 in North America, toll free at 1-800-SUICIDE. Alright, let's do some readings pertaining to our theme, which is the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. And I want to read something by Paul Krasner. You can check him out at Paul Krasner, KRASSNER.com. Got countless incredible books and CDs available from that. And he is regularly published in New York Press, a kind of an alternative to all of the really pathetic newspapers and publications that come out of New York. It's nypress.com. His most recent column is called Anti-Choice Days by Paul Krasner. An article in the Los Angeles Times about Supreme Court nominee John Roberts states that his wife, quote, has been active in the anti-abortion movement, a fact that some on both sides of the issue take to mean that John Roberts also opposes abortion, end quote. Well, triple duh. When Roberts was Deputy Solicitor General under the first President Bush, he argued before the Supreme Court that Roe versus Wade should be overturned. Quote, Roe was wrongly decided, he said, and should be overruled. Roberts also argued successfully before the court in support of Operation Rescue's violent protests at clinics where they've tried to block women's access to healthcare services with bombs and threats of murder. Yes, this is the Reverend. All of Operation Rescue's actions were violent, even though the corporate media licked their assholes and let them refer to themselves as peaceful protesters. The article continues. Roberts also argued, no, the prospect of this medical procedure actually becoming illegal again dismays me, particularly because of what I learned during my experience as an underground abortion referral service all through the 60s. For several months, a female detective's office had been investigating abortionists because telephone answering services in New York were involved. But these physicians functioned in other cities, and that's where the arrests were made. She complained, the boys in Philadelphia and Camden and Jersey City get all the credit. She asked women questions such as, did the doctor make any advances toward you? If nothing else, maybe they could nab him on the Mann Act for crossing state lines. She asked an African exchange student, the man who impregnated you, was he white, black, or colored? She asked the white woman who had befriended this exchange student, why did you have to help this girl? She's not an American citizen and she's black. She advised women to keep away from me because I had strange Greenwich Village friends, and told a graduate student working on a thesis about abortion that to interview me would compromise the Columbia School of Journalism. She justified her work. This is the law. We have to follow it. Abortion is an illegal act and we have to punish people who commit it. The irony of her mission was posed by one patient who said, look, by catching those doctors who are the best ones available, you're only forcing girls to go underground to less competent people. Your whole concern isn't to protect lives, but to force girls to find better means to destroy their lives by going to unqualified people. However, the only alternatives to abortion she would consider were abstinence and adoption. Both control is out of the question, she insisted. It offends morality and religion. On the wall of her office was a crucifix. On her desk were three gospel cards, carefully placed so that their messages could be easily read by women invited to her office because their names had been on the records of a doctor's answering service. Then there were those women who ended up in a hospital where police officers, automatically phoned by the hospital, told these patients that they wouldn't get any pain-killing drugs unless they revealed the name of the abortionist whose incomplete or infection-causing procedure had landed them there. By Paul Krasner from New York Press, nypress.com. Alright, really eating up a lot of time here, so I'm just going to tell you where you can find the rest of the stuff. From The Spoof, one word, thespoof.com, George W. Bush announces to the world, quote, "I'm an asshole," end quote. Well, we knew that. And about John Bolton, another asshole, Bush undemocratically appointed as UN ambassador. Wanted, complete asshole for UN ambassador. John Bolton had left a trail of alienated colleagues and ridiculed ideas. He's a shoo-in for Senate confirmation by Jason West, April 14th, from villagevoice.com. News 0516. Wanted, complete asshole for UN ambassador. Alright, more to come. From republicanpress.com. John Bolton, an asshole for America. RepublicanPress.com is pretty hilarious. And let's see, there's a tribute to John Roberts at Boo Man, B-O-O Man, BooManTribute.com. Oh God, this is a million pages long. From BooManTribute.com, I believe I called it. Pro-corporate, anti-New Deal, anti-environment, anti-women, pro-torture, hard right-wing, red meat for the base for the run up to 2006. Tie this asshole to Rove and sink them both with a single torpedo. Swords don't get to choose what they're used to cut. That's from BoomanTribute.com. That was a quote. And let's see. Creek Running North on John Roberts from faultline.org. And there's an interesting thing in this legal website about John Roberts and the corporate hoe that he is. He's in the docket on the energy and mining industries, as noted by the Center for Investigative Reporting. And you can check that out for yourself at Courting Influence, one word, courtinginfluence.net. Way too long of a thing to read. Let's see, from the blog world, why John Roberts sucks. Well, Bush certainly didn't pull any punches. John Roberts' nomination not only serves as a convenient distraction to the Rove madness, but is also a great big fuck you to all the folks that thought Bush was leaning towards a moderate nominee. Let's see. And we read Paul Krasner. Oh, man. Way talked out. All right. So, some readings on John Roberts, Supreme Court nominee. And, of course, a lot of people are putting all of their faith in a group of spineless, gutless, ballless, eggless bunch of sniveling earthworms and spineless fucking creatures called Democrats. to put a stop to this. So far, they've blocked practically nobody out of all of these extremists being appointed or nominated by Bush. So, this means people need to be proactive, need to protest, be in the streets, get the word out, write letters, whatever you do, spread the word, most definitely. Forward informative links in emails, whatever you're going to do, but do it and not just depend exclusively on the spineless, gutless, pathetic blob of crap called the Democratic Party. Alright. Let's see. Did we do our prayer? Yes, we did. Alright, we got to play another set because we have Asshole of the Week awards to allocate to others. First, let's play another song in acknowledgement to the Hiroshima and Nagasaki anniversary. We'll play a song from beautiful England. And hello, England book burners. I know it's in the middle of the night because you instant message such things. So before it gets too late, we'll play another British song. And this is about nuclear weaponry, nuclear war, atomic blasts, Hiroshima, Nagasaki type attacks. From there, hear nothing, see nothing, say nothing, release. And we'll dedicate this song to British Prime Minister and war criminal and liar and former recipient of Asshole of the Week on the show, Tony Blair. Tony Blair, whose latest fascistic rulings were to ban Muslim clerics. On the surface, it sounds like a supportable idea to most people if they advocate violence and terrorism, but upon closer inspection, he's outlawing two entire organizations, expanding that to and spreading hate, which obviously has a wide spectrum of leeway for interpretation and misinterpretation. And of course, anytime an anti-constitutional type of law passes, initially targeting an asshole group like the terrorists or the pedophiles, with the exceptions of priests, because governments like them, but icky people who aren't in government or mainstream churches, the laws initially target the hated group, but then become tremendously expanded to countless other groups who have nothing to do with the hatred, with the hated groups, and have nothing to do with any kind of perceived danger. This goes out to Tony Blah Blah Blah. It is by Discharge, and it is entitled Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. Lord, make this turntable work. We'll be right back.
took a swig from his homebrew Belladonna moonshine. At the start of a show from behind his banjo, he'd take out a bottle and he'd drink it down slow. He'd sing like a choir and his dreams would get fire from his homebrew Belladonna moonshine. It was money well spent. They traveled from afar. Jeremiah was a star on his homebrew Belladonna moonshine.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we are going to go a little over time, so I'm going to play you pretty much the whole shebang of what was brought here tonight. Let's play some Propagandhi. This first song is entitled, Ordinary People Do Fucked Up Things When Fucked Up Things Become Ordinary.
Soul, dirty your place. Whatever, have the chance. madness in the room takes three more rounds till the subject changes. And in that time she lays it down. She said, fuck up your friends in that campaign. The silence room is standing up and fighting back. And I fucking come. Don't let your ego shit on me. I fucking come. Fuck you for the trinity. I fucking come. So sick of the old days and First Amendment section. I think, I drink, I fuck you all. And fuck your bullshit, fuck an Nazi crap. The needle dick in the silence me.
Okay, we are going to go over time, so I'm going to play a couple more tracks before the Asshole of the Week awards are allocated this week. Actually, one more song. This is a song about Bush and Blair as they were lying their way into warfare and the killing of untold numbers of civilians, which fits the definition of terrorism, and is a goof on the film title Wag the Dog. This is by George Michael and is entitled Shoot the Dog.
Down, I'm on the boots on, gonna shoot the dog, gonna shoot the dog. So show me my dear, could you leave the wicked for sex tonight? Tell me, Tony, 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 I know that you're homie, but there's something about that bush in your brain.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there are runner-ups. Multiple runner-ups. First runner-up to Asshole of the Week is... Oh, first. Tonight, August 7th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle, all of whom going overtime except for the AM listeners, who've been gone for 10 minutes. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Reverend Elvin Ezekiel. Reverend Elvin Ezekiel is the pastor of the New Beginnings Worship Center in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Convicted and sentenced after pleading guilty to charges of having sex with a 16-year-old female. Reverend Ezekiel takes money, bleeds money out of a lot of people who are from very fine, very difficult financial times, who are in a lot of financial hardship, but bleeds their finances anyway as a community leader and as a pastor who is women hostile and the whole checklist, just like every other pastor practically. And then, while being the moral crusader, the Puritan posture, imposer of double standards, hypocrisy, and sexual guilt that we're going to get rid of next week during the Orals Not Moral show, he turns out to be somebody who goes after 16-year-old congregants. Reverend Elvin Ezekiel, you of the New Beginnings Worship Center in Pennsauken, New Jersey, you are the runner-up, one of them, to Asshole of the Week. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Pastor Tom Jahr, J-A-H-R. Hey, where's the fart sounds? We need the fart sounds for this. First Cheech from Cheech and Chung.
Those, man.
That's better. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Pastor Tom Jahr, J-A-H-R, of Lutherans for Life, based in Waterloo. Pastor Jahr has been making his anti-abortion statement by putting over 1,500 little white crosses on the lawn of his church in Waterloo and is putting them back up because some mean people knocked them over. And so he wants to put them back up to make his statement that... And the Waterloo press, by the way, are total assholes as well, for writing in the article, "Each cross represented 5 babies killed by abortion." So, Pastor Tom Jahr of Waterloo, of Lutherans for Life, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us up to the first runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and you've already heard of him tonight. The number one runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Erwin Kotler. Erwin Kotler is the Justice Minister in Canada who will be speaking at the Canadian Bar Association August 13th, 14th, and 15th at the WASC Center. Please show up and protest. See cannabisculture.com and reneboget.com. He is responsible for the cooperation with the U.S. authorities, the federales, the fascistas, if you will, who are stomping in Canada to arrest Mark Emery, Greg Williams, and Michelle Rainey, as well as extraditing Rene Boget. Erwin Kotler, you deserve the protests that are coming, and you are the first runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Now, who could possibly top those three guys, especially the last one? Who is that special someone? Who could possibly top Erwin Kotler tonight? Hey, already? Let's get the flag sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, man! What ought to warn you when you do one of those, man?
In appreciation to the late Marlon, the great engineer, for concocting this classic fart tape. You've heard the runner-ups, and now, for that special someone, tonight, Asshole of the Week is, as if you didn't predict this, Supreme Court nominee, John Roberts. John Roberts, a complete hoe, and the Reverend means no disrespect to actual hoes, and apologizes in advance for the degrading comparison. John Roberts, a proven hoe for the worst and the ugliest in corporate America, the energy companies, the mining companies, the sweatshop labor, importers and exporters, as well as anti-choice, Christian supremacy, male supremacy, anti-choice, proud implementer of the Reagan agenda, and ass licker of Daddy Bush and his anti-abortion associates, spouse of an asshole who's active in the anti-abortion movement, exposed for the nation despite his nice guy presentation. You are exposed and people are organizing to stop you and not counting on the spineless, gutless, ballless, eggless blob of crap known as the Democrats. You are to see opposition, and John Roberts, you are exposed and you are Asshole of the Week. Okay, now we've heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. George Michael did Shoot the Dog. Propaganda did, or Propagandy. Propagandy. All right, good weekend, but you must be able to talk. Propagandy did Ordinary People Do Fucked Up Things When Fucked Up Things Become Ordinary, and Ladies Night in Loserville, and Ego Fum Papa, I Am the Pope. Before Propagandy, you heard Flipper doing Sex Bomb. Generation X did Promises. Audience did Belladonna Moonshine, and started that set off with Discharge doing Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been the Taliban's influence on the U.S. Supreme Court. Next week on The Reverend Is In, the Reverend will return to his root and do a fun show after all these heavy political themes in a row. Next week is Orals, Not Morals, and that will be a lot of fun and a lot of great tunes and stuff we ran out of time for except for one song. Be sure to check out the film called Heart of the Beholder. which you could check out online at beholder.com, as well as the forthcoming film Exposing Walmart by Robert Greenwald, entitled Walmart, The High Cost of Low Prices. And, of course, The Corporation on DVD, and Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room. Write to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And let's see, I forgot the credits page with that lengthy list of credits, but a big thank you to those who helped with tonight's particular show. Thank you, Lord Jesus, VW Flower, DJ Domino, Mr. Ed Gold, Hippie John and Heidi Helper. Thank you absolutely for your assistance, information, and inspiration for tonight's Taliban and its influence on U.S. foreign policy show. Let's play one farewell track and then get out of here. This is by DOA from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Their most recent release called Live Free or Die. This is DOA doing Eve of Destruction. Good night.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring and bullets loading. Y'all not to kill, but not for voting. When the Jordan River has bodies floating. Can't you feel the fear that I'm feeling today? If the button's pushed, there's no running away. Don't be no longer safe with the world in the grave. Take a look around your boy, it's bound to scare your boy.
But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't believe for all the evil destruction.
My blood's so mad, it feels like coagulated. I didn't hear it, just contemplated. You can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. And a handful of senators can pass legislation. And marches alone can bring integration. When human respect is disintegrated, and this whole crazy world is just too frustrated.
Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't believe we're all the evil destruction.
People hate that's on this earth. It makes the heart to unearth. We're spilling blood in the human race. If you win your war, it's the same old place. The pounding drums, the pride of disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, don't forget to say grace.
But you tell me over.